Unfortunately, my fourth check is personally incorrect. The economic warfare for the past 5 months has been laid on my company job. Not tech, not same computer. I've been more powerful than Trevor State Billy to get on the boys' companies. 2 months before my company layoff, I lost my apartment. Economic not being informed, my lease that junk. I never thought I'd be in that most susceptible population. Open my man, take that to them.
Money?
What?
Money?
Volunteer.
One of his animals.
We don't have any money.
Tomato juice didn't work.
I turned the recorder on and the connection went dead. He doesn't want to be on.
I took those vitamins.
No, he didn't
just
shut up.
What?
He didn't eat too much, I guess.
Hello?
Did he run away? All right, I'll turn it off if you don't want to be on.
No. What?
I did.
Huh?
I took it before the food. Should have. But only 2 minutes.
Hello?
I'm sleepy now. I know. It's been an
ass backwards
day.
George.
Stop moving.
Turn the tape recorder on.
As soon as Frank pressed record, it stopped working.
It's that strange bluff cousin voodoo.
Frank, we were just talking about Super Skunk. Lives in his neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because his dog got sprayed by a skunk and he can't get the smell out.
Wow.
So we said it must be Super Skunk.
Yeah, the Avengers of Super Skunk are here. In my own backyard. I mean, how lucky is that? That's like Aurora Borealis, but in my backyard.
Do you want to talk home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got good stuff in the car?
Very fascinating.
Frank wants to talk to you. Hold on.
I know you're coming.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay.
Okay.
So how's the weather down there in Plainfield tonight?
Did you get an old echo there?
Yes.
The weather.
Give us a little weather report.
It's a little strange. A couple, about yesterday, or day before, I don't know. I have no concept of memory. It was snowing, and then it was sunny, and it was snowing. And now it's just really cold. And it can't be cold unless it's snowing. It's not allowed. Unless it is snowing, there is no reason for it to be cold. It's just done just to make people suffer.
Yes, Yes, it's spring. It's springtime already. It's time for some warm weather, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I mean, that's how about all the snow days I can have.
Yes.
We're gonna start like repeating. We're gonna have like to make up the days in school, and that's no fun.
No, definitely not. So how's school going?
How's school going?
School.
Or would you rather not talk about
that's
it?
That's okay.
Would you rather not talk about it?
No, it's not that it's bad. It's just, school. I have my SATs on Saturday.
Yeah.
And that's just thrilling.
You had it or you're going to
no
have it?
I have no idea how much I'm waiting for this.
I'm
going to have it.
You're going to have it.
Coming Saturday.
Yeah, that's fun, the SAT.
Listen.
Your whole future depends on a few hours you spend in this big room with a bunch of people. You can ruin your whole future in a few hours.
Stop.
With a number two pencil.
You're right, Frank.
Yeah, they're looking forward to that.
Nah, you'll do all right. Come on. Are we on still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we on?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
You get like 50 points for just writing your name, so that's...
Yeah.
I've heard 200.
200, 200, that's it.
Urban legends, it keeps going.
200, that's it.
That's right. Yeah. I hope.
Really?
If I'm only getting 50 points,
God, that makes
I'm
me
not going
to
bother writing my name
with my school.
Yeah. I guess they just don't want anyone to get like a zero. That would sound on your college transcript. I see you got a zero on your SATs. At least when you get 200, it's like, well, you got 200. That's kind of low, but at least you got a couple hundred points.
Everyone knows that's what you get 200 for.
Yeah.
No one knows you get 200 for writing the name.
It's just a psychological thing.
That just depressed me.
What? That's what you got, 200?
No, I didn't get a 200, but I didn't do that well.
What did you get?
And if, like, I subtract 200 points from my score, that's not good.
What was your score?
I don't know if I want to record that.
You want to stop the recorder and...
Was
even
sad, or is it?
I got like an
850. It's really not so bad.
Huh?
I think, wasn't mine...
That's
with
the 200.
Huh?
I thought mine was in the low 800s.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I think my cousin got a perfect score.
Who?
It was like, Bobby got a perfect score on the SATs. What did you get? I think so. Maybe they were exaggerating.
Didn't he make the paper? But I also, like, I didn't get, like, stressed out over them. I didn't really care either.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah.
I went to art school.
Yeah, me too. Art school, great.
What'd you get on your SATs?
I don't know, like 1100 or something.
It's
not that good.
Yeah.
What? So, George, have you heard any of the new Bluff tunes?
That's considered good.
Yeah. Did my message get through yet? Is it caching? I think the last thing I said is caching. Hello? Am I caching? I'm buffering. Everything I just said is going to come in about a minute. Buffering. Hello? Did you hear any of the new Bluff tunes? New Bluff tunes. The March ones. This is quite disorienting. Hello? Liquid Detour is not moving.
Can I get John to 9-something?
Are you back? Network congestion?
I heard very little of that.
Frank wants to know if you've heard any of the new Bluff tunes.
Is that Lodo?
I heard the word first. So I'm guessing.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Frank was asking if you listened to any of the new Bluff tunes.
No, I haven't. I'm sorry. I've been slacking.
That's okay.
I've been very bad.
You and everyone else in the world. You're in good company. You're in the company of 99.999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999
to let MP3 listen to it? Don't they sort of have to and make sure it's like appropriate for viewers, for listeners?
Yes, that's true. So there's the person at mp3.com that listens to it, and then me.
At mp3.com that listens to it, and then me.
That counts for something.
Yes.
I was listening to it the other day.
Oh, really? Cool. I had someone listening to Classic-tronica the other day. Was that copyright?
I heard that, I remember that you had a lawsuit that was rejected because it had, like, copyrighted material.
Yeah, that's when I was singing the song from Disney's Snow White, I'm Wishing for the One I Love. And as a kid, I sang it, and I sounded pretty much just like Snow White. So I think they weren't sure if it might have been the real recording. That's how good it was.
I'm wishing for the one I love to find me today.
They were very concerned over that because Disney likes to sue everyone.
Oh my God.
Does the fun ever start?
What? Yeah, I'm recording. Yes?
Are you ever not?
Well, these days I carry a tape recorder around with me everywhere.
He's going to Boston, so...
I'm not recording 24 hours a day yet, but I think the technology is right around the corner that I could. The only problem is, if I record 24 hours a day, when am I going to have time to listen to it? Because if I record like a whole week, then it's going to take a whole week to listen to it. But I could just keep recording so I don't miss anything good. And then just mark down somewhere when something good happens.
That's a possibility. Keep your options open.
Yes, definitely.
I called them earlier.
Actually, I wasn't listening to the new versions, but I had the CD that you made me with like the thousands upon thousands of questions.
Yeah.
And I was listening to, I guess it was Cooper.
Yeah.
The celebrity.
Yeah.
So I was listening to that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's pretty funny, huh?
That's pretty funny, huh? It was very amazing, yes.
I'll tell you one that I've been getting into a lot is ping pong. Ping pong's it's definitely a tough one to get into, but once you're into it, it's really good.
I think they're all rather tough to get into.
I'm telling you, ping pong's worth getting into.
Once you're there, you just want to hear more and more and more and more.
Yeah.
Because you're just wondering how insane can this go?
Yeah.
It's sort of a how exactly far. I don't know.
Yeah. It's just that, you know, ping pong has, it's almost like this, you know, has like a story to it almost, you know. Like we get there, then this guy like confronts me and tells me I'm so confrontational and why am I videotaping, and then, you know, you get like the ping pong games and you go outside and you meet these people and you have the thing of the, like the tick, the close-up picture of the tick. Ping pong.
What was your?
Is that a new one?
What?
Is that a new one? Ping pong.
No, no, it's an old one. It's an old one. So you should have it on there. Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
You have so many. And you were somewhere like 45 minutes long.
Yeah. In fact, I just recently I did one show that was over 3 hours long, another show that's over 2 hours long. And they're all streaming.
And the Evil Farm one, that was like 80.
Yeah, it's like 80 minutes long, yeah.
Or something.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw my friend Chris, who was the star of the Evil Farm, last night.
He came to see the fuzzy.
Yes. He was quite impressed.
I wish I had been there. It got some very good reviews on the board.
It was excellent.
On the club.
Yeah.
You did?
Good words all around.
So what was your favorite part of Cooper? Did you have a favorite celebrity?
Come on, Jack Benny, that was the best.
I don't know if I quite understand Peter Lipke's rendition of Madonna.
I hear my lucky star! That's the best part! I was just gonna say that. That's the best part. Do it again.
You're my lucky star.
And I remember one of them was Ronald Reagan, or
he's like, read my lips. No. I'm like, that's not the right president.
That was
read my lips. That was awesome.
And then when don't you tell him to be Bart Simpson, but he's,
yeah.
He goes, don't!
Like, I want some donuts, don't, donuts.
That's not Bart.
Oh, that's not Bart Simpson. Say, eat my shorts. Eat my shorts, you
don't.
Little dope. Wow. Now, come on, the killer bag. You gotta hear the killer bag.
The killer bag. Gotta
go to
the killer bag.
Is Pete still recording with you?
Huh?
Or is it still no?
What?
Is Pete
still recording with him? Yes, in fact, I recorded a new show called The Motor Excursion Ruffians. That's the 3 hour show. We just recorded it like about a month ago. And it's on. It's streaming online right now. And it turned out very well. And The Killer Bag, that's an excerpt from it. So Pete's back.
And the killer bag that's connected. I was amused by him. I think they're all of them, all of you guys, actually. It is exactly nothing like you've ever heard.
Yes.
Or expect to hear, or really expect to want to hear, but yet, it works somehow.
Hey, maybe they'll use that as a promotional blurb.
So this is where we run out of things to say.
So you sure that's where
we never really have things to say.
Pretty nifty for you to play with it.
I know, I want to see it.
Okay, George, I gotta go. They want to see a new game on the computer.
Yeah.
Wait, let me ask one last thing.
Wait, hold on.
One last thing. Hey, can you do a promo for Bluff Cosm? Like, hey, you're listening to BluffCosm.com. Let's say a couple things about it.
Off the top of my head?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. You are listening to Bluff Cosm on BluffCosm.com, run by Frank Edward Nora and his cast of very bizarre folk. Definitely worth checking out. I do enjoy it. And it's never quite what you expect to hear, you never know what's going to happen. And that's a good thing. That's it. Alright. Was that incredibly lame?
No, that's good. That's good.
No, that's good. That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I do. Good again. Are you going to keep that part where it says, is that incredibly lame or what?
Yeah.
All right, George, I got to get off of here.
All right.
So, everyone say bye, George.
Bye, George.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, let's try that again. Everyone say bye, George.
Bye, bye.
Bye, George.
Bye, George.
All right, George. I tried to get everybody to say goodbye to you, but it's not working.
You said it twice. It's just the mic's not picking it up.
No, I don't mean they didn't want to say goodbye. I mean the computer wasn't letting you hear it.
That's not nice.
So say goodbye to everybody. And I'll talk to you.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. Good luck on the SATs.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right, George, I'll talk to you later.
All right, George, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This, all that was recorded March 28th, 2001. Oh, yeah, that's the one. Okay, this is very, very strange. It's March 29th, 2001. I'm currently at the corner of West Broadway and Broome Street. And I'll tell you what just happened. It was just very strange. Basically, I was just walking around. To the vitamin shop because I'm herbal green tea. And what happened was, I thought to myself, there's this bookstore I want to go check out. It's a big bookstore. Oh, good pleasure. Cool. Check this out sometime. Anyway, I started walking down towards Canal Island Club. This is a bookstore that I used to go to, and I figured out maybe I'll go to this bookstore. And in my mind, I kind of got a little bit confused. I thought it was on Church, right below Canal. I don't know why I thought that. I think it's because when I used to go that way, I used to go from where I used to work, down Broome, then down West Broadway, then on to Canal, then on to Church. So, I went on to, and I, you know, I remember they used to have books all out on these steps, so I went down to, on Church Street, just, you know, a little bit below Canal. And I saw a place, like, oh, this is probably the place, but it looks like it's closed. I looked in, it's like now a stupid.com kind of thing. So I'm like, oh, because it closed down. So I started walking back, I'm like, no, wait a minute. Now I remember where it is. It's on West Broadway, right south of Broome. So I come up here, and the store is closed. I mean, it's like completely abandoned and done with. And it was just like so weird because I was convinced that it was shut down because I went to this, you know, I looked in the place where I thought it was. And then I go to the place where it really was, and it was called Soho Books. The sign was still there, but they obviously shut down. And it's like, it's closed anyway, so that was very strange. Very strange. But people give you the weirdest looks when you're talking into a tape recorder. Anyway, that's it. Record that interesting little event. Bye-bye. Oh, and I just want to add one more thing to that story, which is that a while ago, you know, about a month or two ago, I started writing a song with, mentioned Lispinard Street. I just really like the word Lispinard. I tried finding it a couple times, and I just never found it. And then just now, when I went right south of the canal, Lispinard was, like, right there. So I found Lispinard Street. So, that was pretty cool. It's going. I don't know. And, of course, I turned the recorder on. March 31st, 2001. Saturday, and internet is off. We don't have internet today, and we have no idea when it's coming back on. I tried to hook up AOL today, and it couldn't get the modem to work at all. So that's pretty bad. And working on a solo week today, and I'm going to be going out for a little while. So it's 6:13 p.m. and I'm getting going. I guess the main, whoa, kids playing basketball over here. Okay, I think that the issue is, I feel like in order to continue to promote Bluff Cosm, because I don't want to delay, I want to just start really getting it on search engines and getting people to review it and stuff. I want to be able to come up with a short description of what it is. And this is where my problems come in. All the time, it's the same problem with Oblivion and everything else. What is it? What is it? What is it? Just like in Vacation from Sanity 3, I don't know what is it, but what is it? What is it? What is it? But what is it? You know, that's what pisses me off that I'm dealing with the same subject right now. So a big part of the problem is in the user experience of Bluff Cosm. People are going to go there, and I know it's very confusing to see the site and try to figure out what to do. Why are you going to listen to it? Why are you going to enjoy it? And everything else. That's why I came up with the idea of the PDF guide, of the idea of checking off what you've listened to, and you know, writing your comments on a message board and stuff like that. To try to make a user experience that is a part of it. Now, one thing that I've said in the past is this idea of de-emphasizing the content. It's just an idea. It's not something I don't want to de-emphasize the content, but by putting the content in a different context, for example, not just saying, here's some stuff, listen to it, saying, here's this thing that you can do, and these cool sound bites are a part of it. I can't believe here I am today, 2001, you know, it's almost April 2001. I'm making a tape in the car, and it's the same old bullshit theories and ideas and everything else, and I'm no closer to achieving everything. I mean, hey, I don't want to complain. In the past year, I've gotten a huge amount of stuff done in Bluff Cosm. I'm extremely happy about it, and extremely happy with the work that I've done. And even in the past couple months, I mean, with the January, February, March 2001 waves of Bluff Tunes, I'm very happy with it. So, those aspects I'm happy with, but just the fact that I have to come you know, start talking about this stuff. It's just like the Aunt Noyage tapes from way back, 15, 12 years ago, whatever, theories and ideas and concepts and got me nowhere. Ugh. I guess what it comes down to is, what do I want Bluff Cosm eventually to be? And let me just work on that angle, and that's it. On the content side of Obliviana, I'm pretty confident. I've been developing a lot of different kind of things, a lot of different kind of shows. I have all sorts of different ideas. That's not the side that I'm worried about. Sort of, you know, same old story. Like anything but Monday Magazine. The magazines were good, but the promotion and everything else was bad. But I'm telling you, I'm just gonna, when it comes to this idea, promoting Bluff Cosm, trying to get on different search engines, trying to get people to review it, emailing more people about it and everything else, I don't care if I have a good explanation. I'll just call it, it's Internet Comedy Radio, Only Wild and Now, and, you know, and that's it. I don't care. It doesn't need to be anything better than that. I'd like to come up with something better, I'd like to come up with some better ideas, but I can't delay for these theories. I can't do it anymore. It's really aggravating. It really is. Amazing. I just wonder if you had presented the technology today to me back in time, you know, back whenever, I would have just been so thrilled with the possibilities that would have existed. Now it's just like, oh my God, it's like impossible. How can I get anyone to listen to me? And then, you know, when I was listening, you know, doing some of my production notes, listening, you know, talking about something like, you know, go away. Me and Mike Posato wandering around the campus, recording stuff, producing good material, recording material for an audio thing, and then to think how I've abandoned the whole audio side for such a long time. But that's a whole issue. Me and Mike even abandoned the audio side to do the magazine. But I'm telling you, I don't want to fall into the same trap that I fell into with Kevo, the Keystone idea of the Vision of Obliviana. It's not matter. I have good content. I have interesting content. It's just a matter of promoting it. I don't know if the PDF idea is a good idea. I don't know. But I'll tell you, I mean, I've been looking to other sites online that do similar things. And they're all just sort of mind-bogglingly like, ugh, what the hell is this? Not to mention the content, but I'm just saying the structure of them is just, what the hell is going on here? So I'm not alone in this area in terms of not being able to figure out how to connect with people. It's like everything on the internet, it almost seems like that. It's just like, geez. Like even Soundbreak, which I'd say is something that I felt was somewhat successful in what they were doing, but they spent millions of dollars, in fact, over $20 million in 1 year, and got what I have to think is a number of dedicated fans in the hundreds. $20 million. So, what does that show you? Well, one thing I do want to do an audio site intro with lots of different clips and different things, and that I think could be an interesting project to do. Now, at some level, I would like to certainly have a single stream of Bluff Cosm. Now, of course, I had that. Now I've sort of split it up into a number of different streams. And I think doing that, even when I did it, I was thinking about the idea that it might be, you know, it's going into the other direction of having more streams, but the content itself kind of demanded it at this time. So, unfortunately, that's what I had to do. But I really do think the idea of a single stream is better. But then again, that's just saying, oh, okay, the traditional radio idea of a single stream, a single broadcast signal, is a good idea. Is that really a good idea? I don't know. Doesn't it seem that the internet could be something more than just emulating real radio. And of course the idea is random access, interactivity, and everything like that. And I know that there are perils associated with all of those things. Serious perils. People don't want a certain interactivity at a certain level. So I guess I would just have to think, what kind of audio thing could there be that I would get into on a regular basis, on a daily basis? Well, one issue that is still very difficult, even as of now, is the technological issue of listening to computerized audio. It's not easy. You need, like the streaming MP3s is pretty cool, and it works somewhat, but every time you do it, it launches another program, and it might crash your machine, and it might be buffering, and all this other stuff. So, there is a technological limitation, which is probably not going to, it's probably going to get better. The technology will get better. The question is, with the right amount of motivation, would it be possible to get people to expend more effort on the thing? Specifically, effort would mean downloading MP3s, managing them, copying them to an MP3 player, having them on your hard drive and then listening to them, all of these things that take effort. Maybe realistically speaking, I have to address that issue of effort, because people are going to have to put a little bit more effort into it. And then, is it the idea of, the PDF idea, which is just simply, printing out a document, which would have a checklist kind of thing, and your challenge is to sort of listen to all the different things and comment on them, and we could have trivia related to it, and, stuff like that, which I do like. I like that idea. A message board, stuff like that, which, is not, the most advanced idea. I mean, people would say that that's sort of, what you should do if you have a website. Maybe not the PDF thing, but just the whole idea of the, message boards, community, and stuff like that. but that's definitely something that is part of it. Now, also the idea of personality is extremely important. The idea of DJs playing the bluff tunes, I think, is extremely important. And having a group of people, just thinking about the original five MTV VJs, it was very important to have that. It did give personality to the whole thing. So, I have to see. Can I get other people to do shows where they're playing bluff tunes? It's possible. It is possible. But the thing is, I'm saying, we need a single stream, we need DJs, we need, am I just sort of arriving back at the concept of, the original concept of regular radio? It's a bit, depressing. But, I don't know. I have the content, and I need to promote it. I need to get people listening to it. Whatever it takes, if it means going back to the ideas of traditional radio, so be it. Well, let's put it this way. Whatever Bluff Cosm is eventually going to be, I think that what I currently need to do is to get people listening to what I have now, which is the live 365 streams, the mp3.com, and the laser hinterland. With the laser hinterland being perhaps a bit less important, but it's still, a part of it. So I don't think the PDF idea is overly convoluted. I think it's something that some people might be able to get into. At least it gives people a structure under which to listen. So I think I need to go in that direction. Is it a bad idea? I don't think it's a bad idea. I think it's a good idea. In fact, I think a lot of the ideas that I've had over the years are good ideas. It's just that, you know, the reality has been that... I mean, first of all, I'm dealing with something now that's a lot easier to understand than Obliviana, or, you know, not Obliviana. The keystone idea of vision of Bolivia. I'm dealing with something now that's a lot easier to understand. So I think I should be able to come up with something. And I need to come up with something different. Because what the people who have the resources are doing is not working either. Just look at eyada.com. I mean, it's something that they have huge resources, but it's not working out. So, I don't know. Well, one thing that I have not mentioned, which is obvious, is that the actual content in Bluff Cosm is very different than you'd hear anywhere else. That's something that's, you know, that's a part of it. Thinking about the whole PDF issue, which, you know, we can say, you know, you can print this out on your own printer, but then even maybe, say, if you can't get the PDF to work, we can mail you a copy of the output, email your address, and even say that we'll delete the address once we send it, just to give people so people don't think that it's going to be like getting on a mailing list or something. Though that may not be the most important issue. That would be a way to get it to people. And also, we could just also say, you know, send, if you want to order a CD, or, you know, maybe it should be, you know, ordering. If you can't get the PDFs, or even if you can't get the MP3s, that you could order the checklist and also a CDR containing all the MP3s for, you know, a price, nominal price. You know, and then there's also this idea of Bluff Cosm Trivia, which could be very interesting, because all the bluff tubes contain all sorts of interesting facts and figures and things, and it would be cool to have a quiz show about Bluff Cosm and about the different pieces of information in there, and that could be something that could encourage people to also to get into it. And also, I've had the idea for a while of an audio review show, reviewing, like, all different sorts of things that can be played in audio, video games, movies, TV shows, music, but now especially also the idea of other internet audio shows. That might be interesting also. But I believe that it's very important for me right now to come up with this promotional structure that takes into consideration the audio infrastructure that I have right now, because it's going to be a while before I can change things or update things in terms of the way that I have things set up. And I think that I can promote what I have now. So, I think, like, the PDF idea, I think, is a good idea. I think that I will pursue that. And that, in conjunction with message boards and a couple other things, could be quite cool. Okay, well, I just went to Fun and Games here in Williford Mall and played some games. Been lamenting the almost like the death of video games lately, but there is a couple interesting games there. But it's just not the way it used to be at all. So anyway, I think that the idea of creating the promotional side of Bluff Cosm, it's very important, and it's something that needs to be directly specifically addressed. Like, I was thinking also just about the idea of, you know, having prizes and blah, blah, blah. See, this is something that I tried to do, this whole kind of thing with the community, blah, blah, blah. I tried to do it with, in Obliviana, with, like, the whole Zap and Shard craze thing, which did have puzzles and games, and it did engage people to some extent. And, you know, I think that something like that is something that I'm going to need to do, something that's going to get people into it. You know, I don't want to do something that's too convoluted, but I have all this stuff online, but I admit that it would be, at this point, very difficult for people to get into it. Or even if someone listened to a few Bluff Tunes, to encourage them and to inspire them to come back and listen to more. I think that, but I want to make it a workable system that's realistic and that, you know, my goal right now is, without spending an awful lot of money, to get a fan base of a couple hundred people. Now, for SoundJam, it took them, you know, $20 million to create that fan base. So, of a couple hundred people, or perhaps a couple thousand. Certainly not that much more than that. So, I need to seriously address this issue. Obviously, I don't have that much money to spend, but I don't think I really need to. I think that I can get it. I mean, I think that the actual content is very unique, very interesting, you know, and something that's different. So, you know. But I want to make it clear, I don't want to retread the ground of the game / occult thing. The issue of 209 is a separate issue. It could be something that could be very important in Bluff Cosm. It's already been touched on in terms of some of the themes of 209 in the Motor Excursion Ruffians, but it's something that I don't want to push at this point. I don't see people as having to join this thing. I'd rather people not join it. I'd rather it be a much more open kind of thing. But then I have to question. You know, I'm saying I don't want people to have to join, I want it to be easy and everything else. A lot of my urges or ideas have been very much along the lines of something that my own personal views. I get annoyed when I go to a website and I have to join. But is it really that bad? You know, I have to ask myself that, you know. But it is an impediment, and it does prevent people from getting into something. But at the same point, it is something that does add a little bit of, perhaps a little bit of respect to something where you're saying, gotta sign up for it, but not much. This whole issue is very confusing. So let me explore this idea a little bit more. The idea of having something like a checklist, but that then is just a part of this whole system of getting people involved in listening to Bluff Cosm. I think that there's no doubt at all that oh man, what is going on here? There's these people and they're just standing there and another car there and whatever. I just went to CompUSA, kind of depressing. They had like Dreamcast games and other video games, really cheap, but not even enough to inspire me to buy it. I haven't really even been playing too many video games lately, because I really haven't had time working on Bluff Cosm, the band, a lot. The most interesting game they had was King of Fighters 99 on Dreamcast. $10. If it was $5, I might have got it. I just realized I probably wouldn't spend too much time playing it, and I can't even afford to spend the time playing it, so. But without getting too overly convoluted and weird and everything else, creating a structure for people to listen to Bluff Tunes in is extremely important. It's absolutely vital, because people are not gonna, I mean, I completely understand why people can't get into it right now.
It's because it's just there. There's no excitement around it, nothing interesting around it. The content is good, but that's not enough. In my own, you know, kind of travels around the web, looking at different audio sites that are similar to Bluffcosm, I did encounter a lot of bad material, but also some of it was decent, but it just sort of, there wasn't enough structure there to get me involved in it, to get me coming back. So, now another issue that's interesting is the idea of preparing a Bluffcosm show that's short, that I can try to get people, like say on college radio, to play. And that's something that I think I should pursue, making short pieces that are, you know, clips from other things that I have that are, that would be good. Again, I need a way to very quickly describe Bluffcosm. And I think it's, to say it's internet comedy radio, all new, wild, and now, it sort of gives the wrong idea. Not that that's a terrible slogan, but it just, the word comedy is a little bit broad. You know, this is not stand-up comedy. This stuff is weird. So I just got to work on that. You know, something like, how about weirder and better than anything you've ever heard? It's internet comedy radio. Weirder and better than just about anything you've ever heard. Oh, that's interesting. That is kind of interesting. It's internet comedy radio. Weirder and better than anything you've ever heard. It's internet comedy radio. Weirder and better than just about anything you've ever heard. Interesting. Or simplified, it's internet comedy radio. Weirder and better than just about anything. That's pretty good. Alright, I'm on the other side.
I just hit my cigar with my hat that I was
trying to put the hat on backwards.
Like, not backwards, like with the brim thing in the back, but with upside down, actually.
So, I think I'm making progress here. I need to certainly deal with this promotional side, especially now that I have gotten a lot accomplished in the past few weeks, and indeed in the past 3 months. I've gotten a lot accomplished in Bluffcosm. I haven't even really started working on the April wave, but I have a lot of ideas for what's going to be in it. So I really need to start working on this stuff. It's almost April, but not quite. So, like I said, I don't want to get hung up on concepts and things like that. I really don't, because just remember what happened. November and December of 2000, there were no Blufftoon waves because of Kibo, Game Cult, whatever, working on Fonjo, working on different things. I just, you know, bad news. Just really bad news. Now, it could be computerized audio entertainment. Weirder and better than just about anything. That might be it. Bluffcosm.com. It's computerized audio entertainment. Weirder and better than just about anything. You're listening to Bluffcosm.com.
computerized audio entertainment, weirder and better than just about anything. You're listening to BluffCosm.com. Computerized audio entertainment, weirder and deeper than just about anything. You are listening to BluffCosm.com. Computerized audio entertainment, weirder and better than anything else. You're listening to BluffCosm.com. Computerized audio entertainment that's very weird and very good. You're listening to BluffCosm.com. Computerized audio entertainment that's totally original, very weird, and quite good. Yeah, I think I like that one. Computerized audio entertainment that's totally original, very weird, and quite good. That could work. BluffCosm.com. Computerized audio entertainment that's totally original, very weird, and quite good. Or perhaps move it around a little bit. BluffCosm.com. Computerized audio entertainment that's very weird, totally original, and quite good. We'll see. Computerized audio entertainment. Totally original, very weird, and quite good. You're listening to BluffCosm.com. Audio computerized entertainment. Totally original, very weird, and quite good. I don't know about maybe audio computerized entertainment might be better than computerized audio entertainment just in terms of the way it flows. BluffCosm.com. Audio computerized entertainment. Totally original, very weird, and quite good. How about the new audio computerized entertainment? Very weird, totally original, and quite good. You're listening to BluffCosm.com. The new audio computerized entertainment. I don't know. BluffCosm.com. Audio computerized entertainment. Totally original, very weird, and quite good. You're listening to BluffCosm.com. Audio computerized entertainment. Totally original, very weird, and quite good. Well, even though it flows better, I think computerized audio entertainment is probably better. So, that's that. Or how about this? You're listening to BluffCosm.com. Computerized audio entertainment. Totally original, deeply weird, and quite good. Or how about computerized audio entertainment. Totally original, charmingly weird, and quite good. Totally original, charmingly weird, and quite good. I'm not sure. But of course, I forgot, refreshingly friggin' strange. That's a good one. You're listening to BluffCosm.com. Computerized audio equipment. You're listening to BluffCosm.com. Totally original, computerized audio entertainment. Refreshingly friggin' strange. How about amazingly good and refreshingly friggin' strange? It may work. You are listening to BluffCosm.com. Totally original, computerized audio entertainment. Amazingly good and refreshingly friggin' strange. You're listening to BluffCosm.com. Totally original, computerized audio entertainment. Amazingly good and refreshingly friggin' strange. Or how about intrinsically good and refreshingly friggin' strange? So something intrinsically good. It must be extrinsically good.
Yeah, I think I've revised it again. Sitting here in the parking lot of Target. Here, Persephone or Wayne or wherever. So it'd be, you're listening to BluffCosm.com. Computerized audio entertainment. totally original and refreshingly friggin' strange. Entertainment, totally original. You're listening to BluffCosm.com. Computerized audio entertainment. Totally original and refreshingly friggin' strange. Alright, well, I guess I'll have to work on that some more, but it's getting there. I do think that computerized audio entertainment is much more accurate than internet comedy radio. So. Alright, I've been thinking about it a little bit more. And it could be, you're listening to BluffCosm.com. Computerized audio entertainment, refreshingly friggin' strange. And then maybe something about its addictive quality, like addictive amusement or an addictive amusement destination, something like that. Totally original brand of addictive amusement. Recording a few birds there. It's April 1st, 2001. I'm at the Thomas Edison rest stop on the on the New Jersey Turnpike. And southbound traffic is miserable traffic jam that I've been in for quite a while now. At this point, I gotta figure out if I'm gonna keep going south, go back in the traffic jam, or head back north and figure out in terms of going north, because I'm trying to get to Nanny's house, and it's just very difficult. Not moving really at all, you know. What a mess. Yeah. Apparently they closed the entire, main part of the turnpike for, as they say on the radio, an accident investigation at exit 10. Yeah, okay. Investigating an accident. Inconveniencing tens of thousands of people. My lighter here, torch lighter. I think I've decided that, fortunately, I think it makes the most sense to get back on the horrible traffic. I only need to go 2 miles and get off at exit 11 and try to find my way from there. So, that's what I'm gonna do. Go to exit 11. 2 miles, could take about a half hour, at least in this traffic. Oh well, gotta do what you gotta do. You know what, I think I'm just gonna go north, get off at exit 12, try to find my way to Route 1. Whatever. Whatever. I don't know if I'm going to have a choice at this point. I thought this was one of those rest areas where you can cross over, but I don't think this is one of them. I think there's another one on the other side, so I think I'm pretty much have to go according to my original plan and go on the traffic jam side, like it or not. It's the only thing I can do. Oh well. Actually, the exit I need is only about 1 mile away now, so I think I'm going about 10 miles an hour here, so should take 1/10 of an hour or 6 minutes to get there. That's not too bad if I can stay at this speed. There we go, someone in front of me, license plate YH209N, little 209 license plate action. Very nice. And right now we're not averaging 10 miles an hour, it's more like, seems like averaging about 3. Well, I've gotten to exit 11. I'm away from the traffic jam. I still, you know, have a fair way to go to Nanny's house, not too bad. It's got to get to Route 1, so that shouldn't be too hard. So, wow, I'm actually going 47 miles an hour. Woohoo! That was miserable. I think I've been driving now for an hour and a half. Over an hour and a half. Ugh. Amazing. Well, I'm on Route 1 South now. And we got another traffic jam. Oh my god. I think I'm gonna go to my storage, which is right here. May as well check it out. I think I'm gonna try to find my old 14.4 modem so I can actually go online, because I don't have any internet, and my internal modem is not working. So I can actually go online with my 14.4 modem. Yeah, man, this is great. The malls are just closing now, so. Beautiful. Well, here I am with my storage. Another traffic jam to face when I leave. Beautiful. But I'm here now, so. Success! I found the old modem. If you want to call that success per se, I realized that I was using that modem, the 14.4 modem, probably up till about 2.5 years ago when I got the new computer. So I was using it not too long ago, and it worked. So I may be able to get to work, just to have some kind of limited internet access. I hate having none at all. It's very disturbing. Hey, 14.4 will work, it's just going to be really slow, but for getting email and stuff, it should be fine. So, very nice. I also got my old mixer out, which could be useful in some capacity, so we shall see. But the old modem, oh man, it's so funny using a 14.4 modem after being used to DSL for such a while. Oof. And back onto Route 1 and big traffic jam. It's like 6:24 now. I think I left around 4:30 or so, or even earlier. Wow. Well, I just tried to go to Toys R Us to piss, but they were closed. So, what a mess, what a mess. Running into impediments everywhere. I can't even pull out of this parking spot. Someone right behind me. I don't know what the hell they're doing. Slowly backing up, slowly backing up, slowly backing up. Okay, okay. Now someone right next to me is pulling out, so I can't move. I'm pinned in. Meanwhile, the parking lot is almost 100% empty. Pinned in. Not moving, pinned in. Traffic jam, here and there. Oh my god. Ugh. Wow. Empty parking lot, but I can't move. Okay, here we go. Oof. What a mess. God. So I'm going to be crossing back over Route 1 now towards the mall and keep going, get on that, whatever that is, 27 there, that I can take pretty much most of the way. Hopefully I can bypass some of the traffic on Route 1, which is impassable, it seems, just about. Worse even than the turnpike. See a pattern here? Having no internet, then having to settle for a 14.4 modem. Now being blocked at every turn, trying to go to Nanny's house. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Impediments. Here's an interesting word, it's sort of MWO, MWO. Hey, I'm just passing over the turnpike now. Hey, there it is. The slow-moving lane, and it's still going really slow. Okay, I just stopped at 7-Eleven to buy an extra tape, because I needed it, because this one is, it's not that much left on this tape. I don't like being without tapes, without a way to record. So, anyway, here we go. Continuing on our way. Police car just went by in a hurry. I tell you, I never imagined that this trip would be such an epic journey. 3 hours so far, it looks like, just about. It's 6:52 now. Coming up on maybe 3 hours, two or three quarters hours. Wow. Unbelievable, the way that this trip has been going. Alright, I'm on Plainfield Ave, heading up back towards Route 1. And I believe I see it there in the distance. This is right near my father's office. Route 1, and here we come. Traffic still looks a bit heavy, but not terrible. Not terribly bad. So, I'm now quite close to my goal. Nanny's house. I'm on Route 1 again. Ah! Yay. Okay, I'm on Route 18. I'm gonna get on the other side of Route 1 in a moment. 6:59 p.m. And I'm almost to my final destination. Yes indeed, almost there. Slowly but surely. It's 7 o'clock.
final light, which is of course red, but this one's almost always red. So I can't complain too much now, can I? Well, it's been a nice 3-hour journey, about 3 hours, I think, the journey. And, here we go. I'm in the same spot now that I believe part of Please Shift the Goddamn Car was recorded on right here. Pretty interesting, huh? Nice little opportunity to Please Shift the Goddamn Car. There is Nanny's house now. Just about there. Beautiful, beautiful. I have made it. Finally made it to my final destination for this evening's trip for the time being. Okay. Here I am. All right. Well, it is 9:17 p.m. and I really got pretty lucky at Nanny's house. I had thought that there were maybe one or two of these old records that had my father talking on it. Apparently, way back in the 40s, they had this thing, a device that would allow you to record directly onto a record. And I found about 20 or 30 of these things. I'm very excited about listening to them. I just wanted to do some research about them before I go and start trying to play them. So, some of them are heavily damaged, but hopefully I'll be able to get some sound out of them. Now, as well, there's an old reel-to-reel tape recorder. A really old tape recorder, must be from the 40s or the early 50s, which I am pretty confident that I recorded stuff on when I was a kid. You know, probably, you know, mid, late 70s, early 80s. And, so I'm pretty excited about playing that too. I recalled at the time that it did work, but it's a reel-to-reel, so I think that even if it, you know, I could probably obtain a reel-to-reel recorder, if need be. But I'm pretty excited about that. That's quite a couple of interesting finds. So I'm excited. Now, to Martinsville to see the kittens. So, quite interesting. This tape recorder is huge. It is enormous. Has a built-in microphone. It's amazing. This thing is amazing. I'm looking forward to actually trying to actually record on it, which might be really cool too. But I have to say that I'm blown away by the audio bonanza that I've discovered here. Just with those old Silvertone records, I just want to be careful about them. I packed them up pretty carefully. Driving on Chimney Rock Road behind what appears to be something like a Model T or something, so that's kind of interesting. Old vehicle. We'll get a better look at it up here. Quite interesting. Definitely something like a Model T or something. Well, here I am entering Martinsville. So I'm assuming it's a Model T, but it looks quite old. If it's not a Model T, it's something that's quite old, but it's black and very interesting looking. License plate QQ28090. Historic. Historic vehicle. So, when it turns here on the light, hopefully I'll get a better look at it. Beautiful, beautiful. You can hear it a little bit there. Quite interesting. Driving through Martinsville, my old childhood home, and somewhat adulthood home, because I lived with my parents for a while, until I was, 25 or 26 or something. Model T. So I may have to ask my father about this Silvertone recorder, see if he has any insight into it. Record them.
Aren't they getting beautiful?
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. Hello.
Wow, they're so big now.
Look at their little eyes. Oh, look, can you see the little eyes?
Yeah. Hello.
Teddy? Mia. Oh, he just pissed on me.
Hello. Wow.
Look at her little bright eyes. Didn't she have the sweet? The doctor said he's pretty sure this one is a female from the way she urinated.
Yeah.
The direction the urine. he said it's hard to pew. Oh, God. My hands are all yucky and smelly now.
Hello.
He said if you take a cotton swab and clean them after they eat with warm water, their little bottoms, they usually will urinate immediately and alleviates a lot of the smell. We look how filthy this is. Look. They shit all over everything. You have to change it constantly.
Hello.
Oh, little Mia.
Hello.
I've named them. Oh, God, it's terrible. Mia and Teddy, but
hello.
I keep changing it. That's better. And then also, I tell your father, he has to put the right through this little hole here because otherwise, one tried to climb through and almost killed himself.
Did they have any run-ins with the other cats?
Cats are terrified of them. They don't go near them. They stink, though. They need to be washed now. Your father cleans them pretty good. And we give them the eye medicine. Gives them the eye medicine and the other medicine.
So how old are they now?
3 weeks. Be careful of them.
Hey, don't piss on my recorder.
Well, they're getting interested in things because they can see now, you know?
Yeah.
Hello. You should have seen that poor little thing. God, his eyes were stuck shut so terrible. Doctor gave me that wonderful medicine. Now he's looking very healthy. That's amazing. Your father's
so much bigger now.
Well, your father's done
a good
job.
Was it 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
You saw them, what? Yeah, they were, what, a week old?
No, it was
3 weeks.
It was like 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, now they're 3 weeks old.
Wow.
They're growing well, aren't they doing good?
Wow, it's amazing.
Carol, she's right there. So we think she's a girl, and he's not sure about this one. The big one is probably a boy.
Hello.
And she's sweet.
Wow.
She really has a very pretty markings. Really. He's accommodating. He's squealing right into your recorder.
Yeah. So cute.
They can actually starting to see pretty well now, and they're becoming more curious. Mm-hmm. You're moving pretty good.
Yeah,
no, she won't go under. It's all right. Let her go. Well, maybe I was wrong about that.
They see a space to go, and they're curious about it.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I wish we could keep them. We just can't, Frank. We have so many animals. There's just too many.
What's going to happen to them?
Oh, we'll get them a good home.
I wish I could take them.
Well, see if you can find anybody who was interested. Can't, because poor Denise wouldn't be able to stand it.
She wants to take them.
I know she does, but her allergy, you know, she'd be miserable all the time. Look at this one. Look at this one moving.
She thinks she might get used to it.
Look at that. Isn't she sweet? They're moving very well now. They're really starting to... Maybe if you move a little bit, they'll go the other direction. They'll go toward you. Pretend to go toward you. Hello, sweetie. Oh, look, this poor little thing with her mother. Poor little creatures.
No.
Look, Frank. Look at this one.
I should have brought my digital camera.
By the way, I saw the elf. I went and saw it. It's like this big.
What is it?
The digital camera.
Yeah, yeah.
So small.
I know.
It's almost too small to handle.
Did you like it, though, when you
saw it? Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know anything about them. It was just the very smallest one that was there, and it had more pixels than a bigger one.
Yeah.
Or whatever they call that, 200 stuff, whatever.
Megapixels, yeah.
Hi, honey. Okay. This one's cute. What, honey? It's all right. You're okay. You're okay. Yes, dear. You're okay.
Wow. Amazing.
Poor little thing, look. They're never going to find what they're looking for. That's the trouble.
Well, I'll see. I'll ask around. I wish we could take them.
No, I'm talking about they're never going to have a mother to give them the proper instruction, but what can you do? You do the best you can, right?
Yeah.
So I do special wash. I take all the dirty, filthy towels and stuff, and I wash them separate, and they come right out in the wash. You know, they come out beautifully clean, but they get them dirty so very quickly. Little eyes are getting sweet, aren't they?
Yep. Wow. I know, they're looking for their mother.
Isn't he big?
Yep.
Do you think Teddy's a good name for him? What do you think?
Yep.
We assume he's a boy, we don't really know. That one has beautiful markings. They're both beautiful.
We should keep them together.
Nice. That would be what we'd like to do.
Come here. Come here.
So they've grown a lot, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
So cute.
Yes, I can't wait to see hear those old records, you know? There's got to be like 20 or 30 of them.
Woo! Woo!
Hey. Recording the kittens.
Oh dear, is she all right?
I'm sure she's fine. They have a lot less inertia than us. So don't tell me anything about the problem.
Alright.
At least record it, I got it. Yeah, it was really good.
Sure do stink. All I do is wash the stuff and they get it dirty immediately and smelly. But... good baby. Little pansy face.
No, don't go.
Oh my god, I'm losing him.
No, it's okay, I'm sure he's okay.